How do you express modern concepts and terms in an endangered native language spoken fluently by few people? Each month, elders from around Kodiak meet to tackle that question, developing new words in Aleutic for English words such as computer and internet in order to help the language evolve with the times. From member station KMXT, Eric Wander reports.
The New Words Council is a major component of the Aleutic Museum's Aleutic Living Words Project, an extensive project designed to increase knowledge and revitalization of the language. The council met last week in Old Harbor. April Lectonen Counselor is the Aleutic Language Manager at the Aleutic Museum, and also the project manager for the Living Words Project. According to Counselor, Aleutic words usually consist of a root word with any number of suffixes attached. She said the new words the Council creates tend to be literal, either based on function, what the word sounds like, or a direct translation. The Council created and debated a number of such new words at its most recent meeting.
We created a new word for restaurant, which is nohwik, as well as cafeteria, which is nohwikwak, which means kind of like a restaurant, and the word for restaurant literally means place to eat. They also voted on a word for Fairbanks, which I can't remember, the city of Fairbanks, I can't remember what the final decision was on that. I think there was a discussion about the word for electricity, but we still couldn't come up with a final answer on that. There was a word they discussed for electric blanket. A lot of times words will stay on the agenda for a number of months because elders are taking it so seriously. They want the word to not only make sense, but to make sense for future generations as well, and also follow the linguistic rules of the language.
Counselor said elders create about 5 new words each time the council meets. Other recent additions to the language include Aleutic words for credit card, barista, ketchup, and television. However, she hasn't heard many of the new words being used regularly, at least not just yet.
I think the elders see themselves as creating these words for the next generation of fluent speakers, the ones that we're hoping to reach with our Aleutic Language Revitalization Program. And a couple of the words that they have used in the council, the elders are using. But for the words that don't come up in conversation very often, at least among the elders, like computer or internet, because they don't really talk about those things in their daily life, they're not really using those new words, but we have them written down. We're working to get them recorded and put up on our website so that when people in the schools start to learn the language, they'll have words for the things that are around them.
Counselor said the New Words Council has been meeting since 2007, when the project was first funded by a grant from the National Science Foundation. She said that with a year left on the grant, the future direction elders on the council choose to take has yet to be determined.
We'll probably be deciding over the course of the next year if it's something that the elders want to continue doing or if it's going to be changed in some way. We're actually talking about creating an old words council because when we get this number of fluent speakers together, it's really amazing to have that amount of brain power all together at once. So we always end up asking them not just to create new words, but to remember old words that people don't use very much anymore, words that we may have heard one elder use, but we're not sure if all the other elders know that word, or a word that may have been noted in an explorer's notebook when the Russians were here, but no one's heard it since, and the linguists want to know, oh, is that still in use? And so sometimes the New Words Council starts to take on all these other different purposes.
Counselor estimates that there are about 56 fluent Aleutic speakers on Kodiak Island or from Kodiak and now living elsewhere. She hopes to compile a comprehensive list of fluent speakers in consultation with elders within the next year. The Aleutic Living Words Project is funded by the National Science Foundation's Documenting Endangered Languages Program. The Aleutic Museum's website features project and language updates along with audio clips, and the museum plans to launch a new online language learning tool soon. I'm Eric Wander.